بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحديث التاسع عشر عن جابر رضي الله تعالى عنه وعنهم قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ما من مسلم يغرس غرسا إلا كان ما أكل منه له صدقة وما سرق منه له صدقة ولا يزرعه أحد إلا كان له صدقة. Still in this chapter, that there are very many ways of doing good deeds, and in fact they are all very, very easy, and the rewards of them are very great, and it is for us to practice upon it and do all those good deeds. In this hadith, Hazrat Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrate that Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that whichever Muslim plants a tree, and then whatever is eaten from there will be sadaqah for him. All the fruit, whatever, or any vegetation, he will, whatever is eaten from there, he will get sadaqah, this reward of charity sadaqah. وَمَا سُرِقَ مِنْهُ لَهُ صَدَقَةً. Even whatever is stolen from there, people steal from there, he will get the sawab of giving sadaqah. وَلَا يَزْرَعُهُ أَحَدٌ. And whoever takes from there in any way, إِلَّا كَانَ لَهُ صَدَقَةً, he gets the reward of sadaqah. So just by planting a tree, and as long as the fruit will come, vegetation, it will grow, animals will eat from it, people will eat, even if somebody steals from there, he's going to get the reward of sadaqah. So now he just planted that tree, he looks after it, and as long as it will be there, he's going to get the sawab of sadaqah. In fact, so much it is explained also that he has a farm, for example, or a piece of land, or his own house, and he's got some fruit trees, some patches of vegetable, and he sells it now to somebody else. As long as that fruit and that is going to come, that vegetable patches will be there, he'll get the sawab of sadaqah. Whoever will eat from there, birds eat from there, animals eat from there, people eat from there, people steal from there, but he's getting the sawab of sadaqah. So easy to earn so great rewards by Allah Ta'ala. In another narration, وَفِي رِوَايَةِ لَهُ, also Hazrat Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu explains a similar meaning but different words. فَلَا يَغْرِسُ الْمُسْلِمْ غَرْسًا. No Muslim plants a tree. فَيَأْكُلْ مِنْهُ إِنسَانٌ. And any human being that eats from there. And from here it is also understood that even if he's doing farming and he sells it, and the people are eating that now, after he sells it, in there also he'll get the sawab of sadaqah. So he's getting it, he's doing it for his own sake, he's making money out of it, but he's getting sadaqah reward also. Where can ever there be a deen like this? And if it is just for us to take, but how much are we taking? How much are we benefiting? وَلَا دَابَّةٌ وَلَا طَيْرٌ إِلَّا كَانَ لَهُ صَدَقَةً. Even an animal who eats from there, even a bird that eats from there, the bird that come and eat from the fruit, etc., all that, he's getting sawab of sadaqah. إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. And this will be till the day of Qiyamah. In another narration, وَفِي رِوَايَةٌ لَهُ لَا يَغْرِسُ مُسْلِمٌ غَرْسًا. A Muslim, whenever he plants any plant, وَلَا يَزْرَعُ زَرْعًا, and any farming that he does, فَيَأْكُلْ مِنْهُ إِنسَانٌ, and any human being that eats from there, وَلَا دَابَّةٌ, and any animal, وَلَا شَيْءٌ, and whatever else, كَانَتْ لَهُ صَدَقَةً, all that will be sadaqah for him. And here it is the person, here it is said, who has planted it. And perhaps he's a farmer who doesn't plant himself, he's got his laborers working for him. He gets the sawab, and the laborers also. The laborers are working for a wage, and they are getting their wages. Logically, if we see, then they shouldn't be getting the sawab, because they are just workers, and they are just doing their job, and they are getting paid for their job. But for them it's also sadaqah. And this is also similar to one other hadith, that if a person, somebody came to the door and asked for some food, and you ordered the worker that give him food, and the worker takes the bread, whatever else, and gives it to him, that worker is doing his duty, he's getting paid for it, but he also gets that sawab. The person who cooked that food, the housewife, whoever, she also gets the sawab. She didn't make the niyat of giving it away. She cooked for the house. But a beggar came and asked for something, and you gave, she gets the sawab. You get the sawab as the owner. And the worker who goes and give it, though he's doing his work and he's getting paid for that, but he also gets the sawab. So there are so many ways that we can earn great, great rewards from Allah Ta'ala. So we should be very particular that we have got this very short life, and this is also in it follows from that hadith that the Bani Israel, they were given very, very long lives, so they could do a lot of good work. This ummah's lifespan is very short. 65, between 60 and 70, only 65, out of which 15 years goes when we are not still baligh also. We are left with a mere 50 years. And most of us, the first 15 after that till about the age of 30, mostly it goes in ghafla. It goes in studies, etc., then the early days of marriage, then perhaps a person comes a little bit to his senses. So only about 20 years he's got of his life. And in there he has to prepare for an eternal life of the akhirat. So Allah has made many ways to compensate for that. It is for us just to benefit. It must not happen ke bachpan ke ho gaye, we have become 55, lekin abhi bachpan nahi gaya. But we are still like small children. Our childhood hasn't still gone. We ghaflat, unmindfulness. All the opportunities are there, but we're not taking advantage. Allah give us tawfiq to understand and take full benefit of the opportunity that we have got right ready in front of us. We don't have to really do anything. So simple it is, and get such great reward, and forever and ever. May Allah give us all tawfiq. Subhanallah.